Legalizing marijuana. Planting the seed. Many people think marijuana should be a legal substance. Supporters argue that unlike tobacco and alcohol, which are both legal in most countries, marijuana rarely leads to death or serious health problems. While some think marijuana is harmless, others fear that legalizing it sends a bad message to young people about drug use in general. Many opponents also have concerns about marijuana use and driving. Laws regarding marijuana sales and consumption differ all over the world. In some countries, marijuana is legal for recreational use and/or medical purposes. In other countries, it is illegal to buy and sell it, though authorities turn a blind eye to its usage. In much of the world, marijuana remains a banned substance, and possession results in fines or jail time. In 2013, Uruguay became the first country to legalize the growing, selling, and smoking of marijuana. The government put a few regulations in place. First, tourists are not allowed to buy marijuana in Uruguay. Second, legal marijuana is sold by the government. Next, buyers have to join a special registry. Lastly, Uruguayans are legally allowed to grow 6 personal marijuana plants each year. In 2018, cannabis was legalized in Canada. Similar to the sale of alcohol, the provinces were placed in charge of how it is sold, who can consume it, and where it can be consumed and grown. Many Canadians who use, sell, and invest in legal cannabis are concerned about how to answer questions at the U.S. border. The U.S. federal government prohibits the use and sale of marijuana, and originally said it would ban Canadian cannabis workers from entering the U.S. Hundreds of thousands of Americans are charged every year for possession of illegal marijuana, and many face jail time. Many Americans are shifting in favor of decriminalizing marijuana, however. In 2012, Washington State and Colorado legalized recreational and/or medical marijuana use. Several other states have since followed. Statisticians are watching closely to see what happens as more nations and states legalize marijuana. Will drug trafficking become less of a problem, or will people continue to use illegal sources to avoid paying high taxes on pot? Will people switch from smoking tobacco to smoking marijuana? If this happens, will populations become healthier? And lastly, will marijuana prove to be a gateway drug?